We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
The Jews, therefore, because it was a preparation, that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. And then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first, and the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. For one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out water and blood. And he that saw it bare record, and the record is true, and he knoweth that he saith is true, that he might believe. Now you know, my friends, we've been here for days in these morning messages talking to you from the Gospel of John. Interesting messages. Interesting ideas about the crucifixion. Now, I want you to notice now, here is a religious race of people, and they are wonderful people. You know, a Bible says blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the time to the Gentiles come in. God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. I can't fathom the infinite mind of God. I don't understand. You know, it's bothered me a great deal, that statement, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the time to the Gentiles come in. In other words, God says, here's blindness, so they did not really see, you see. In order to give the Gentile world a chance to see. Now, that's what it says. Whatever it says is so, I may not be able to fathom it. May not be able to understand it. But that's clearly taught in the Bible. There are many things in the Bible that are too deep for me to fathom. They're beyond my grasp and my understanding. But there's nothing that's essential in the Bible that I can't get hold of. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I should be saved. That's simple. See? I know what that means. I trust him, and he saves me. See? All of the things that are essential, I don't have to know why God did that, because God didn't tell me. I don't have to know. See? But that's a picture in hell. All right, now here they are. Now they went around and said, we'll get permission to break his legs. Go around and see. But God said they shouldn't do it. Not a bone shall be broken. Way back there in the Old Testament, with a pen and inspiration, somebody wrote what God said. And they said, we're going to break his legs, and God said, no, you're not. Circumstances developed, the situation be so, that not a bone be broken. Now, isn't that wonderful? How can people keep from believing the Bible is more than I understand? Now, God explains it, of course, by teaching that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. He cannot see them, he cannot know them, he cannot discern them. Now here they were. They didn't know that God said they couldn't do that. They didn't know that God stopped them. They just said, we're going to do it. And they got there and said, oh, he's already dead. Why break his leg? Oh, poor blind man. What a world we live in. And then they got around, that's why he won't break his leg. We just pierce his side and be sure he is dead. See? And that's what they say. God said they do that. Did you know God said they do that? They didn't know God said that. God said that someday these people that were now blind would look on him whom they had pierced, and a nation would be born today. Listen, keep your eyes on Israel. Today, back in Palestine, they have a government. I want everybody to know where I stand. I'm for them. I'm for the Jews. I'm for the Jews. They're God's chosen people still. Don't misunderstand me. I'm for their homeland and their government and for the America doing everything this government can do. And because God said he'd bless those that bless them and curse those that curse them. The curse of God's fallen on all the nations of the earth that ever mistreat. And the most significant movement today is around the Mediterranean, and it's not the Arab world. It's the Jew back in Palestine. Now, God said he's going to give them that government. That's their homeland, and God promised it to them. And when the first time I ever saw Palestine, I didn't see how they were going to get it. But they're back there now in their little government holding the world at bay. Well, the United States at heart friendly and England friendly, whether you think so or not, with all the problems these nations have, there's something God himself is moving in the affairs of man. They're back over there. But now get the picture. Here they were. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know. They went out there, and God said they wouldn't do it way back before this occasion. And they moved out there to do this thing and went up. And when they got there now, they didn't mean to pierce his side. They meant to break his leg. But God said they wouldn't break a bone, but they would pierce him. And Paul said that his conversion was a type of the conversion of a Jewish race. What was Paul's conversion? He wasn't converted like anybody else. He was going down the Damascus Road to kill all the Christians he'd get hold of. A prejudiced man. A man who had believed the first commandment, thou shalt have no other God before me. A religious man. A man who said that they worshiped Jesus, he accepted human worship, and he's a man. But he wasn't a man. He was God manifest in the flesh. That's what he was. But Paul didn't know that. Paul was an honest doubter. You know, people talk about an honest doubter. God doesn't let any honest doubter go around the door. There's never been an honest doubter on earth that stayed an honest doubter. If you're an honest doubter, God will comb the kinks out of your head. Listen, people say, you can't believe he that willeth to do his will shall know the doctrines, the Bible says. Paul going down there, honest man, thought they were guilty of idolatry. The whole world had gone into a false religion from Paul's standpoint. As he walked down the Damascus Road, a voice cried out, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. You are Jesus? Yeah. I'm the one that's crucified. I'm Jesus, whom men crucified. I'm not dead, I'm raised from the dead. And the light was so bright, Paul's sight went out. He couldn't see anymore. He forgot his aristocracy, and all the stars of tradition in his sky went into darkness. He couldn't see. And he said, what do you want me to do? He said, I'll tell you what to do. And you get your eyes open. You go ahead now. I'll tell you what to do. And Paul said, all right, I'll do it. Now, Paul said that his conversion was a type of the conversion of the Jewish race. Now, back in Palestine, when Jesus comes again, a nation, a whole nation, will look on him whom they've pierced, and a nation will be born today. And Jerusalem will be the capital of the world. And all the law will go out from Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ will sit on the throne of his father David and hold the scepter of power over the nations of the earth. Men, listen just to me. Women, listen to me. We're living in great and wonderful days. Things are moving today. Now, you say, I never knew about that. Well, all the great Bible scholars I've ever known believe this. Campbell Morgan of London, James M. Gray of Moody Bible Institute, who was one of the greatest men I've ever known. I am Haldeman of New York, pastor of the First Baptist Church, that towering giant for God. Billy Sunday, Wilbur Chapman, R.A. Torrey, Dwight L. Moody, not great scholar, wasn't Moody, but all that great school, F.B. Meyer of London, I could go on and name them, great scientists like Dr. Howard Kelly of Baltimore. All these men, see, these great men, the men that knew and were certain and thought and saw it, see, this isn't anything new. All right. Well, that, God said, not a bone will be broken. But they went out to break one. But they didn't. They broke the bones of the others, but not his. Why, God said they wouldn't. And they didn't. And God said he'd be pierced soon. He'd be pierced. And he was pierced. And someday they're going to look on him whom they pierced. I wonder if you're piercing him now. I wonder if you folks who call yourselves Christians are stabbing him in the heart. Oh, when I think about how he looked out over Jerusalem and said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I've gathered thy children together as a chicken gathers a brood under her wings, but she would not. I wonder if he's not looking at you this morning and saying, why don't you be true to me? I died for you. I laid down my life on a cruel cross for you. Why don't you be true to me? Why don't you stand up for me? Why are you lined up with my enemies? Why do you support things that you know are against me? Why do you give money to causes that are organized against my deity? Why do you do those things? Why don't you stand by me? I was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities and bore your sins in my body on a cross and died a horrible death for you. Why don't you stand by me? Oh, Christians, how can you pierce him? How can you go back on him? And you poor lost sinner. He loved you in spite of your sin. He died for you and you're his enemy. He said, you're my friends if you do what I tell you to do. You're my enemy when you don't do what I tell you to do. You've lined up on the other side. You can't be neutral. You professing Christians, you can't be neutral. If you line up with his enemies, you're his enemy. You're on the other side. If you're his friend, you do what he said do. And you poor lost sinner, why don't you trust him? Why don't you yield your heart to him? Why don't you give yourself to him? Why don't you turn your life over to him today? Oh, may God help you to do it. God help you do it. They look on him whom they pierced. Not a bone shall be broken, but he'll be pierced. And they didn't know any of that. But you know. You've had a chance. You're not blind. You just won't see some of you. You could see if you would. Look and live. Look at him today, won't you, on a cross and see him? Our Father, we pray to help us, help Bob Jones University to be faithful in all things to Jesus Christ. Never compromise, never surrender. Pour out thy Spirit upon us. May it be a year of great and wonderful victory for all of thy people everywhere. Help us to be faithful in all things, even in little things. If we're faithful in little things, we'll be prepared to face big things. If we're not faithful in little things, we'll fail in big things. Help us be faithful everywhere, faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.